Hello.
Hey, Angel.
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm sorry I got stuck on a late call.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to leave somewhere.
Okay. Well, if
You
you have
don't
just a few minutes, go ahead.
you don't do on Saturdays?
No, I'm working. I have another job on Saturday that I work on
Oh.
Saturday. I work a different job on the weekend. So, my suggestion is that we go ahead and give it a shot since everything's already in place. The only thing that we need is to cancel your current Yelp campaign. You just log in and cancel it with the directions I sent you yesterday, and I can always resend those. And give this thing a shot since it's already paid for the month with the budget. Go ahead and give it a shot so that way we can get this going and show you how well the Yelp ads work.
Yeah. Okay, so I will see. I will come back home and see if I can do it.
Okay. So what I'm gonna
Yeah.
do is I'm gonna send you the directions again, and then
Yeah.
I'm gonna via text, and then I'm gonna reset the call for
Yeah.
client onboarding. So,
Right.
with Kyle, okay? Do you
Okay.
want me to schedule that for later today between around 6:30?
Maybe 6:30, yeah, around 6:30.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead
Yeah.
and set it around 6:30 for him to call you, and then
Okay.
we'll get it all set up. Everything's already paid in full. It's already ready to go. He's just gonna be verifying keywords and make sure that you cancel the campaign on Yelp. If you need any help with that, he can help you with that, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna send you a text with my direct extension as well. That way you have it. And if you have any questions, you can call me directly, okay, Angel?
Yes.
All right. It was a pleasure talking with you. I'll speak with you soon.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm looking at it and let me see. When was doing that? Like I'm checking out my account. Wow. But I didn't give the authorization to do that. How could they just do that?
Do what? Authorization to do what?
To charge $1,000 for it.
Yesterday when you and I spoke, I asked you if I had your permission to go ahead and start the campaign at $1,000. I was the one who charged it.
Wow. That makes me scared. I can't just do that.
Well, I do apologize, Angel. I would never mean to make you scared. I asked for your permission yesterday
Yeah.
on the recorded line. If I misunderstood something, I'm very sorry. I would never intentionally mislead you or make you feel uncomfortable about anything.
Yeah. And when the payment's coming from the Google Plus.
The Google listing with that, you actually have let me see here. It shows that it bills on the 18th.
18?
18th, yes.
What?
At 129. So, at the $129 mark. Now, what happens with the Yelp ads, it's not automatic monthly charge. We started the budget. The budget is still fully intact. When we launch the campaign and you begin receiving the leads, once you commit to the second month, then the budget's charged for the second month. Okay? It's
Right.
not an automatic monthly charge.
Well, so that goes according to where the calls we get it.
Correct. They're going to come directly through Yelp with the leads on the Yelp messaging app. That's what the call at 6:30 is to make sure that you know how to use the Yelp messaging app. Kyle's going to take you through that. He's also going to make sure that your campaign is canceled through Yelp on your end so that we can claim it and begin the ads and have the calls coming in to you.
Right. So you already charged for it. I never, with the experience that I know, you're never coming back, you're never is a receipt back. So I think you just have to make it work, because I don't want this to be happening, paying this and not getting any calls. And the options I want is calls, not emails. I don't like emails. Emails seems like it's robots behind there, and once we answer, they never get it back. So
right.
The options that I want is call. Just
okay.
Call directly.
Okay. So it's not emails. You have to use the Yelp messaging app, and it was phone calls as well. Are you not comfortable using the Yelp messaging app?
Messages, to me, make it feel like there is a robot behind. They
okay.
Just sending things that, and then when we answer, never get back. You know, I'm always busy doing something, and I don't like to be writing to someone never responds. And
right.
We answer leaving everything behind. We thought it was customers,
mm-hmm.
and then we never get back answer. So it makes me think that we answer to the robot, and I don't like the answering it.
Sure.
But if it calls directly, then I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can talk about it and try and deal with it.
Right. Yeah, and I understand what you're saying, but they've changed it, so there's no the robots aren't able to get through this system. It is real life human beings, and the Yelp messaging is a huge part of how the clients communicate with you. And the reason
yes.
they communicate with you that way is to give you all of the information up front, so that when you do call them, you have all the information in front of you. But if you're not comfortable using the Yelp messaging app, then I'm going to go ahead and give you a full refund, and we're going to cancel the Yelp, because you have to be able to use the Yelp messaging app.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Like you say, let's try and make sure it really works,
mm-hmm.
and let's try and see what happens.
So you do want to move forward with the Yelp ads?
Yes.
Okay, and you know that you have to use the Yelp app. We're going to walk you through how to use it. So I want to be clear. You have to use the Yelp messaging app. We're going to walk you through that. It is not robot. We're going to make sure that you're getting the calls you want.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, I'm here talking here.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll call you today at 6:30 for onboarding.
Okay, then.
Okay. Talk to you soon,
all
Angel.
Right. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.